repose. Never before have men possessed so many time-saving devices. Never before have they had so little time for leisure or repose. Yet few of them are aware of this. Advertising has created in modern minds the false notion that leisure and not working are the same, that the more we are surrounded by bolts and wheels, switches and gadgets, the more time we have conquered for our own. But this division of our days into working and not working is too simple. In practice, for most men, it leaves out the very possibility of real leisure. They waste precious hours away from work in aimless loafing, in negative waiting around for something interesting to come along. True repose is not a mere intermission between the acts of the working life. It is an intense activity, but of a different kind. Just as sleeping is not a cessation of life, but living of a different sort from wakefulness, so repose is an activity no less creative than that of our working hours. Repose, true leisure, cannot be enjoyed without some recognition of the spiritual world. For the first purpose of repose is the contemplation of the good. Its goal is a true perspective one, the small incidents of everyday life in their relation to the larger goodness that surrounds us. Genesis tells us that after the creation of the world, God saw all that he had made and found it very good. Such contemplation of his work is natural to man whenever he too is engaged in a creative task. The painter stands back from his canvas to see whether the details of the seascape are properly placed. True repose is such a standing back to survey the activities that fill our days. We cannot get a real satisfaction out of our work unless we pause frequently to ask ourselves why we are doing it and whether its purpose is one our minds wholeheartedly approve. Perhaps one reason why so many of our economic and political projects miscarry is because they are in the hands of men with eyes so tightly glued to what they are doing that they never stop to question whether it should be done at all. Merely keeping busy, merely getting paid, can never satisfy man's need for a creative work. A job of any kind can be lifted up and given divine purpose if it is seen in the perspective of eternity. The sweeping of a floor, the driving of a garbage truck, the checking of a list of boxcar numbers, all these can be made good through a simple act of the will which directs them to the service of God. The simplest task can be given spiritual significance and made divine. If we direct our work towards God, we shall work better than we know. The admission of this fact is another of the tasks for which we need repose. Once a week, man, reposing from his work, does well to come before his God to admit how much of what he did during the week was the work of his Creator. He can remind himself, then, that the material on which he labored came from other hands, that the ideas he employed entered his mind from a higher source, that the very energy which he employed was a gift of God. In such a mood of true repose, the scientist will see that he himself was not the author of his research volume on nature's laws, but only its proofreader. It was God who wrote the book. In such repose, the teacher will confess that every truth he passed on to his students was a ray from the sun of the divine wisdom. The cook who peels potatoes after such a period of repose will handle them as humble gifts of God himself. Repose allows us to contemplate the little things we do in their relationship to the vast things which alone can give them worth and meaning. It reminds us that all actions get their worth from God. Worship means admitting worth. To worship is to restore to our workaday life its true worth by setting it in its real relationship to God, who is its end and ours. Such worship is a form of repose, of an intensely active and creative contemplation of divine things from which we arise refreshed. For the promise of the Gospel of St. Matthew is still waiting for those who are willing to hear it. Come to me, all you that labor and are burdened, I will give you rest.